It's the blurb.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the blurb. We are back. This is episode 2 of season 3. Thank you all for joining us. I'm Saraswati Winther, here with Greg Baxter.
Hello.
And Sir Adrian Lane.
Good evening, and all. Hello.
Hello.
And all.
We both went quite posh there. I don't know why.
Well, I was called
Sir. Because I said Sir.
Yeah,
Sir, that could be it.
And that.
Automatically, yeah. Subliminally, I went, ooh, hello. How are we all?
Very good, sir. I'm just going to call everyone sir.
Yeah, all good, all good. Yeah, living life with a moustache. It's, you know, that's my thing now.
Is it tricky eating?
Yeah, it can be a little bit. Eating's fine. It's because I am partial to a pint of Guinness. It gets stuck in your moustache, but that's fine. I mean, it's a small price to pay.
It's a strainer.
It is, yeah. It gets rid of all the other shit that I don't need. Yeah. Yeah, like, it's good. I'm getting it's positive feedback so far, and it looks like it's here to stay. So,
Well, I do love it. So,
thank
great.
You.
Great.
It looks really good.
Thank you very much.
Please keep it.
And for the people that can't see, Greg has a mustache.
I'll whack a photo up for my fans on the
exactly.
gram. And they can see what I'm working with.
What you've been doing.
Yeah, exactly. What about you guys? How are you guys? You good?
Yeah.
No moustache to report here.
No, I don't have one either. Yeah. Sorry. Shall we just move on to today's blurb?
Let's do it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, here we go. Miri thinks she has got her wife back when Leah finally returns after a deep sea mission that ended in catastrophe. It soon becomes clear, though, that Leah is not the same. Whatever happened in that vessel, whatever it was they were supposed to be studying before they were stranded on the ocean floor, Leah's brought part of it back with her onto dry land and into their home.
Wow.
Holy Mary. That's it's intense.
Under the sea.
Yeah, Little Mermaid.
Little Mermaid. God almighty.
Could it be the Little Mermaid book?
Little Leah.
Little Leah.
Little Leah Mermaid.
So we've got Miri, and she's got a wife called Leah who does deep sea diving missions. Mm-hmm. And then Leah comes back from a one that's gone really badly wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But there's something different about Leah.
Oh, I like this.
Something to
there's a lot of films like this, though, aren't there?
Yeah.
Like The Abyss and...
Yeah.
Well, there was that series recently, right? I think it was the BBC series.
Oh, Vigil.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
but that
yeah.
was more of like a... I mean, I'm getting sci-fi vibes off this blurb.
Yeah. No, I feel that. Yeah, definitely. Or like a... Yeah, definitely like a horror. Almost a horror vibe as well.
I was getting murdery, but...
murdery?
It could be all three.
It could be.
And that's the excitement of improv.
Exactly.
All excitement.
Let's all try and pull in different directions.
Let's do it. Leah was finally back home with her wife, Miri. The home... had been decked out in welcome home banners, party poppers, jelly babies, which were her favourite, and a nice big dinner had been laid out for her that Miri had been slaving over for hours. It was going to be their special night back together after months of being apart.
So, yeah, as I said, I really missed you, and it's so good to have you back.
Yeah, it's great to be home finally. Ugh, it was an awful couple of weeks. I mean, I want to tell you about it, but I also don't want to say anything.
No, I completely understand. It was terrible here as well. You know, I missed the parcel on Tuesday, and then they left the note, and it was supposed to come back on Wednesday, and then he never came back, and then it got dropped off at the post office. And so by Friday, I eventually got it. I didn't think it was going to come in the end.
Okay, Miri, I think we're on different levels of pain here.
I mean, I don't know. missing a parcel's pretty fucking annoying. okay?
I lost one of my co-workers down there.
You what?
You know, I try and not to tell you everything that's going on because it's quite heavy stuff, but it was a bad mission.
My God. Was it Gary?
Yeah.
I mean, if anyone was good to go, it was probably him, right? You hated that guy.
I mean, it's true, we didn't get on very well, and, you know, he was constantly drinking too much, and yeah, he wasn't my favourite, but, you know, we're a team down there, and we need everyone on deck, or in
under the sea,
wherever we are.
How did it happen? What happened to Gary?
Does anyone want any more wine? Sorry, I'm the waiter you've hired for this evening. Just anyone? I feel a bit awkward standing in the corner. Does anyone just want to top up?
I do, yes.
Okay, there we are. I'll head back into the kitchen because it's weird me standing here while you're having an intense moment.
No, wait, because I might drink this glass fairly quickly depending on the next thing that comes out of Leah's mouth.
Okay, I'll wait.
So you want to know what happened to Gary?
Yes.
Well, the truth is we don't really know.
Oh, so when you said you lost him, you actually lost him?
He disappeared.
Holy shit. Sorry. I know, I'm just... Wow.
I mean, it's basically a submarine. Where could he have gone? But we looked everywhere for him and he just wasn't there.
I hate to sound like I've just come from watching that BBC show, but he wasn't shot out of the torpedo thing, was it?
No, we couldn't find any trace of anything suspicious or anything gone wrong. He just wasn't there anymore.
Jesus, this sounds fucking weird.
I mean, we were all in shock, obviously. We had to return to base before the mission was over.
Okay, so what? Did I get the special sea police involved, or what happens next?
What's with the interrogation, Miri?
Okay, I've planned a dinner tomorrow night and I just don't want you not turning up, okay? There's a bunch of friends, your family's going to be there.
You know I hate surprises. Why would you do this to me? Waiter, I'm going to need some more wine.
Yep, sure. Here we go.
I don't quite feel myself. I don't feel like I have to explain every single thing to you, Miri, all the time.
Yeah, you are very...
God, you're asking a lot of questions.
I'm going to go. I'm going to just go in the kitchen and hang out with the chef. I'll see you guys later. You're having a moment. It's fine.
I've not seen this side of you before, and I don't know what's going on.
Oh, you've not seen this side of me. You've not seen this side of me before, have you? Well, look at this.
Oh, my.
The table goes up, and the food goes everywhere, all over the house.
You deal with this. You clean this up. This is not my job.
Well, we didn't just hire a sommelier and a chef. We hired cleaners too. So no, I won't be cleaning this up.
Okay, good.
They go to bed. Miri in one room, Leah in the other. Couldn't stand the sight of each other. The next day, Leah leaves early in the morning. It's 5 p.m. in the afternoon. Miri's worried. She's concerned. She's also dressed and ready to go for the dinner when Leah returns.
Well, I suppose we have to go and do this thing.
Yeah, well, your brother's called and he's already there, so we're late.
Right, well, I hope you don't mind. I'm gonna bring Thomas.
Who?
Hi, I'm Thomas. Nice to meet you.
Hi, sorry, Thomas. Nice to meet you. Can I just have a word, Leah, please?
Yeah, okay, hang on, Thomas. I'll be right back.
Who the fuck is this guy?
Thomas, from work.
Okay. And?
We've been through something down there, and I just feel like I need someone who understands me, who knows what I've been through, to hold my hand through this awful family gathering.
Right. And me being your wife, you didn't think I could do that? I mean, I know I wasn't down there.
Exactly.
But you did throw the whole fucking table of food onto the floor and the wall and...
What? No, I didn't.
What are you talking about? Look at the grease stains on the wall. The cleaners were here until 5 o'clock in the morning. They couldn't finish.
Well, that's very strange because I have no memory of that happening. So I don't understand why you're so upset. Look, Thomas is coming with us. It's going to be fine. I need some moral support from a friend.
I have no idea what is going on, but we don't have any more time to talk about it. So give me the keys. I'm driving.
They drive to the restaurant and have their dinner with their friends and family. Everyone's excited to see Leah back, and the night goes okay. It's not a great evening. It's not the worst. During dinner, Thomas leans over to Miri and speaks to her. Miri, it's me, Thomas. We met at your house.
Yes, sorry. Hi, Thomas. Hi. How are you?
I'm good. It's nice to be back in the land of air. You know? Yes. Do you notice anything strange about Leah?
Well, of course, she's come back being a right bitch, as I called her last night when she threw the whole table of food.
Exactly. It's not like her at all.
No.
She's normally very level-headed. And
exactly.
Since, as you know, because we lost Gary down there.
I heard, yeah. Such a shame. I'm sorry to hear, Thomas.
He was a bit of a alcoholic dickhead, but, you know, he was one of the team.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just noticing ever since she's come back onto the dry land that she's getting weird, strange urges like that to flip the table. She snaps at people.
Hi, guys. What are you two talking about?
Oh. Hi. Thomas wants to get a dog and...
Is that a pint of whiskey you've got there, Leah?
A whole pint. Yeah.
Jesus. Yes. What the... You don't even drink whiskey.
Oh, sure I do. Yes, all the time. McKellen.
That time you saw Ian McKellen drinking the whiskey.
McCallan? McCallan.
Ah, McCallan's. Oh, yes.
Look, I just... You know, it's great that you two are bonding, but I get the sense that you're talking about me.
I don't know where you...
Yes.
Oh.
We are. I am. I am concerned. I'm standing up now in the restaurant. In my country, we believe in things like demons, voodoo, and scary shit, okay?
What country is that, Thomas?
The country, you know where I'm from. The country of... I am from Sweden, you know this.
Right.
Because of my Swedish accent.
It gives it away, it sure does. Well, yeah, look, we're just worried about you. You've come back. You seem a bit off. I mean, do they offer you some counselling about Gary? Or, I mean, what's this thing with the whiskey? You're going to be hungover for the next year.
Oh, you're so upset about my whiskey, are you? This glass of whiskey, it's fine. It's fine. I'm telling you, it's absolutely fine. Jesus Christ.
She throws the whiskey glass against the wall. It smashes into 1,000 pieces. She then flips the table over. All the food going everywhere like she did last night. Friends, family, in absolute disgust and fear. Excuse me, I'm the manager here. What the hell is going on? Why have you just flipped over this table? What the hell is going on?
What do you mean?
What do you mean? What do you mean? I'm just... excuse me, are you her partner, her wife?
Her wife, yes. I'm so sorry.
Mary, what's happening?
Someone call an ambulance immediately.
What? Is someone ill?
Someone's just been crushed under the table. Who's this old woman?
Grandma.
I can't feel her pulse.
Jesus, what's happening?
She's dead.
Grandma, no. What have you done, Leah?
Who did this?
You did this, you silly cow.
What? Oh my God, there's a massive conspiracy happening. Are you framing me?
Shut up! Get Grandma out of here! God's sakes, I don't... Framing you for what? Look, you're the one that came back with Gary and his fucking stupid story about him disappearing. I don't know what happened. Thomas is here. He's fucking weird. He says you're weird. Then he leaves. Then you flip the table. You've killed my grandma. Leah, you need to go to a psychiatric ward. I'm so sorry.
A couple of months later, Leah sits in the activities room of Scranton's mental institution. One of the orderlies comes in with her medicine.
Hello, Leah. Here's your medicine.
I'm not sure this is helping me.
Well, I just get told to give you pills. This is Scranton's medical ward. I don't know. Whoa, you okay? Your eyes, they've gone a different colour. What's going on? What's happening? You grabbed my arm.
Help me. Help me.
Oh my God, you're breaking my arm.
Leah snaps off the orderly's arm, waves it around the room, blood splattering across the walls. The orderly drops to the ground, bleeding. Leah takes the keys from the waist, unlocks the door, and leaves the facility. She runs down the local high street and sits in the bar, ordering a pint of Macallan's.
All right, so that's a pint of Macallan's. You don't normally get that in here. That's going to cost you £10.
Wow, that's a pretty decent price for that.
Yeah, could I get a pint of Macallan's over here, please?
Sure, that'll be £10, please.
This guy's going to go out of business.
Oh, that's like, do you know what it reminds you of? A pint of Macallan's. This guy here, who we've got the photo of at the back of the bar, he used to come in all the time. He used to work on those deep sea submarines. His name was Gary. God, he used to love a pint of Macallan's. He really did.
Yeah. Raise this one to Gary.
One to Gaza in the air.
I knew Gary. We worked on the same boat together.
Well, a friend of Gary's is a friend of mine. Do you know what? It's on the house. Put your £10 away.
This guy really is going to go out of business.
I'm glad you don't have a dress code in here. I'm sorry about my white hospital gown.
It's all right. I thought it was, you know, I answer the no questions and I ask no questions.
I answer no questions and I ask no questions.
That's my policy. What I will say, though, is you forgot to wipe your feet when you come in here and it's got mud all over the floor. If you don't mind just going and wiping your feet, that'd be great.
I'm sorry. You want me to wipe my feet? They're not clean enough for you.
Yeah, they're not clean enough. I mean, can you just wipe your feet at the door? Because they've just trampled mud all into my bar.
Oh my God, what is this fascist establishment?
Whoa now.
I don't believe this. Here, you take your pint of Macallan.
He glasses the barman. Blood spits out everywhere. And his eye pops out of his socket. Ah, my God.
That's exactly what Gary did once.
Call the police! Get out of here!
Leah scurries out onto the street, confused, blood on her hands, glass in her feet, Die Hard style. She runs into the village and bumps into Thomas.
Whoa, no!
Thomas, it's you, right?
Leah, I could stop you. I could see something hanging around you. Your aura, it won't let you go. You don't mind me grabbing you by the shoulder like this, do you?
No, it's fine. I Thomas, you have to help me. Something's wrong.
Come to my little house in the back street. I will help you. Yeah.
Okay.
I know something's wrong since months ago, since we came back on dry land. They go to Thomas's house. Inside, it's quite nice. It's not freaky. It's well decorated, and he has nice candles that makes a nice smell in the air. He sits.
Are they scented candles for any chance?
The scented candles, yeah. He sits Leah down in the chair, and from his trunk brings out some very strange objects. These are artifacts from my home.
In Sweden?
Yes, in Sweden, in a place called Helldad.
Helldad. Nice.
Thank you very much. There we still believe in the old ways. Spirits, goblins, trolls. You name it, we've got it. This is going to be a ceremony to get rid of whatever spirit is clinging around you.
Okay, I mean, I don't know what else to do. The mental institution did not help me. I think I ripped someone's arm off.
That is definitely not like you, Leah. You must realize this.
All right, do what you have to do.
Thomas proceeds to do a dance. He started doing slides, moonwalks, even things vaguely resembling a vogue. All of a sudden, Leah could feel a struggle with inside her. Yes, Leah! Relax! Let it go! Let the spirit drive out of you!
Help!
All of
help! I will be back!
Oh my god. That sounds like Gary! Is the dead soul of Gary inside you?
Oh my god. I think he's out.
Oh my god. I forgot to capture him in the bottle. He's just out, roaming around. Who knows where he's going to go next? Gary was an evil bastard at the best of times, so now he's a spirit that inhabits other people's bodies. He's going to be even worse.
How are we going to catch him?
Who was the last person you spoke to on the telephone?
On the phone?
Yes.
Probably Miri.
Oh my god. He's going for Miri.
We have to stop him.
Yes, we shall.
At Miri and Leah's home, Miri's laying in a bath, the door locked, and blood dripping from the closed door handle from the outside.
Miri, open the door.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Oh, God.
I'm fine.
What's happening? Why is there blood on the door handle?
There's what? Oh my god, Leah. Did you bring Thomas here?
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, can you get out of the bath, please? Just wrap a towel around you and come out.
No. Why don't you come and get me?
What?
I said come and get me, motherfucker.
Jesus.
Oh my god.
Gary!
All of a sudden, the door bursts open. Nearly knocking Leah and Thomas off their feet. There, in the bath, stands Miri, but not as we know her. Miri, listen to me. You've got to fight him.
Come and fight me, motherfucker.
God, that's frightening.
Do the dance, Thomas. Do the dance.
Watch out. I've got the bottle here. As soon as he starts exiting out of Miri's mouth, I'll bottle him in this ancient Swedish bottle.
No.
Get him out. Get him out.
He's getting weaker.
Come on, Miri. You can do it.
You can do this, Miri. You can do this. Come on. The ghost exits out of Miri's mouth in one long, slimy mess. Thomas grabs it and bottles it in the Swedish-made bottle.
What is going on? Why am I naked?
Miri, are you okay?
Why am I naked sitting in the bath? Why the hell is Thomas here?
Oh, my God, it's a long story, but...
What?
I'll pour you a pint of Macallan and we can talk about it. You were possessed. So was I. It was Gary.
Obviously, Gary died deep underwater and his evil spirit needed a host. And he found Leah.
But we're safe now, thanks to Thomas.
Don't worry. He won't get out again. Now, I think you two have a lot of making up to do.
Thomas leaves. Miri and Leah make up. And of course, Leah is forgiven for the murder she's done and the arm she's ripped off and the eye that she popped out in the bar, because it wasn't her. It was crazy Gary.
The end.
Wow.
Wow, indeed.
Oh, woo.
Have you seen a film called The Exorcist?
Yeah. Was Thomas in that?
I think he was.
No.
Wow, that was extraordinary. Mm. You know, a lot of bloody like graphic violence there. That was
Yeah, maybe we should add a little disclaimer to the top of this one.
I think we must do. I think we're going to have to, I think.
Well, I'm wow. in a cold sweat after hearing all of it. So
yeah.
And I was involved. I can only imagine. I can only imagine what everyone else was feeling.
Yeah.
I feel like I would have wanted a backstory for Gary.
Yeah. Sometimes in the world of improv, Gary's not going to get a backstory. But there we go.
He might get his own spin-off series or...
But, you know, exactly.
He was crazy.
Ah, well, should we give this one a title?
Yeah.
Yes, please.
Okay.
Shallow.
Waters.
Create.
Deadly.
Demons.
Ooh.
Spooky, spooky shit there. God
Shallow
almighty.
Waters create deadly demons.
Yes, they do. Mm. Even though in a submarine, you're in quite deep water. But hey.
Maybe they didn't go very far.
I mean, you can't give everything away in the title. Come
exactly.
on.
Exactly.
That's true. That's true. What is it? Who is it by?
Who do we have to thank?
Okay, well, the actual title of the book is Our Wives Under the Sea.
Ooh.
By Julia Armfield.
Thank you, Julia.
Yes, exactly. Thanks so much. Hope you enjoyed that.
Yeah, and I hope you like the kind of horror twist we put on your novel. And
well, we don't know if it wasn't a horror, though.
Oh, like, that's true. That's
yeah. It could have been word for word, but we just created. In that case, Sorry for plagiarizing your whole...
Yeah, sorry about that.
Great stuff, guys. Thanks very much to everyone for listening to us again this week. We had a lot of fun. Hope you did as well. You can get in touch with us via our website, theblurbofficial.com. Mm-hmm. We're on all the socials.
All the good ones.
All the good ones. Instagram at theblurbofficial as well. And Twitter. Yeah, and we've got an email. You know, it's just Google it, man. You'll find it.
You'll find it.
Exactly. It's all there.
It's all there. We will be back again next week.
Woo.
Thanks very much. And
lovely.
See you then.
See you then.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.